All right, let's review the final activity. The first question asked, what is the next thing the agent should do on this call? What we should do is ask the customer for more information about her expected appointment. The second question asked, as though you were speaking to the customer, what is the next thing you will say to or ask the customer? We should say something to the effect of, I'm sorry, but I don't have that in my system. May I ask what the service was for? The third question asked, what are the possible actions the agent should take when speaking to the servicer? Possible actions include asking the servicer if he is going out today, confirming the next available date if the servicer can't go out, and offering to create a troubleshoot and schedule it for today. The fourth and final question asked, as though you are the agent taking this call, how would you ask the servicer what is going on with this order? We would like to see a solution-focused response, something to the effect of, Mrs. Sampson says you were coming out to complete the service this morning. She has the new HDMI cable. Do you know when you will be out to her home? From this exercise, we should take away several skills, including the ability to ask clarifying questions. The information necessary to determine the next steps was not offered by the customer, nor was it found in the order history. We need to ask the caller for more information before we take any actions. We should also be flexible. Finally, don't focus on the complications, like when we didn't have an open order for this customer. Ask clarifying questions and move on to what we can do to help. Sometimes we will be able to help the caller, and sometimes we will need to refer the customer back to the client. But we always need to stay focused on what can be done to resolve the issue instead of what isn't correct with the situation.